Great time to be an American. Great time to be a Californian. Yeah. Why?
Why?
Because we're represented by people like Representative Maxine Waters of the great state of California. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm, you know, better. I'm really too good. I'm a little too happy.
That's great. That's good to hear. Good, good, good. How are you doing?
What an election day, Congresswoman. What a week, right?
I know. It has been extraordinary. It really has been.
You know, and I urge our Republican friends to say the L word with us, landslide. The president has won in a landslide. How do you think this is going to affect the fiscal cliff negotiations? Let's start with
that. I think already when I listened to some of the senators now, I think Lindsey Graham had said that they now see the light on immigration reform and that they have to get involved in some serious legislation to make sure that something happens and that we recognize that we have particularly a Latino community that's involved, active, and powerful and influential, and they're going to do something about it. So I see a lot of changes here, some new awakening on some of these issues.
Well,
and
I
at the fiscal cliff, we're gonna be able to negotiate, and we're gonna be able to do something about a combination of taxes and programs, discretionary programs. So I'm looking forward to the negotiations.
Yeah, I hope so, Congresswoman. I mean, it's interesting. I'm sure you've seen these clips on TV of, you know, George Bush talking about his mandate and political capital that he earned. And, you know, obviously what the president truly has is a mandate. I mean, this is two electoral landslides. I mean, landslides in a row. And he said, obviously, you know, basically what he said, this question over and over came up, and Americans voted for, you know, the rich to pay their fair share, right?
That's absolutely true. It was very clear in this election that the case had been made that the richest 1% had been given tax breaks by the previous administration, and that people feel they should pay their fair share of taxes. And the president has basically said that that's non-negotiable. Mm. They're going to have to ante up. And so I think that, you know, the Republicans in this case are going to have to give. I don't care what Boehner says and how he tries to message it. The fact of the matter is there's going to be some taxes that are going to have to be paid by the rich, by the Republicans, and we're going to have to take some cuts. But again, some of us are going to have to make sure that the discretionary cuts do not cut deeply into the most vulnerable in our society.
Mm. Well, Congresswoman, that's what's, you know, because you just mentioned John Boehner. He still is saying, insisting raising tax rates will destroy jobs in America. I mean, are they going to go back to these old talking points when the American people have spoken so clearly?
That's not going to work. And again, I don't quite understand how he's positioning. Many people are trying to figure out whether or not he's being held captive again by the Tea Party folks, or whether or not he's going to lead. It's interesting. In some of his pronouncements, he said it's time for the president to lead. No, it's time for him to lead. He has literally been unable to lead his caucus. And, you know, this fiscal cliff that we're about to embark on, if we don't get some changes, particularly on that side of the aisle, it's going to be his responsibility more than anybody else's.
You know, and I'm looking at a graph right in front of me, Congresswoman. Small businesses grew twice as fast under Clinton tax rates. I mean, that's all we're talking about is going back to the Clinton tax rates, right?
I know, absolutely. And when you take a look at what Clinton did and how we ended up with, you know, having paid our bills and no deficit, et cetera, you can't argue against that. I mean, the rich have to pay their fair share of taxes. As you said, small businesses did well, and we came out with no debt. So, I mean, what's there to argue, you know?
Congresswoman, are we going to play this game with semantics in a way? I don't know if you saw Republican Senator Bob Corker yesterday, you know, said increasing tax revenues from wealthier Americans would have to be part of the plan, but he stressed closing loopholes rather than raising top tax rates. Are they still going to be beholden to Grover Norquist and whatever, you know, they can't say anything that sounds like a tax increase on the rich or anyone else?
You know, they can talk closing loopholes all they want, but when you add up the numbers, it does not work. I mean, you certainly cannot, you know, relieve them of their tax responsibilities by talking about you're going to close loopholes, and they have not defined what all those loopholes are and what it's going to add up to. So I think they're buying time. They're going to have to give,
Yeah, well, I was just reading what Chuck Schumer said yesterday. He said the only way mathematically I've seen to do it is to go to that 39.6 rate. That was the Clinton rate. If someone can show me another plan that doesn't do that, we could look at it. But no one showed me one. I think it's mathematically impossible, you know, what you just said. So, you know, but I think, you know, it's interesting. We have all the, clearly, you know, the momentum on our side with this, don't we?
I think so. I think what we saw in this election is an America that is certainly changing in a dramatic way. Not only do we have, you know, the American people who are speaking to, you know, the whole idea of people paying their fair share of the taxes, I want you to know Occupy Wall Street and everything that has happened has moved us, you know, to a point where people truly understand what we need to do. And it's not only on the fiscal issues, on the social issues also.
Yeah.
So I'm very pleased about what I see evolving here in this country and the change that is taking place. And it looks as if we're certainly moving toward a fair America, and one that is, you know, is hearing the voices of those people who have been locked out for so long.
Yep. Well, you know what? It's a great day to be an American, and even better day to be a Maxine Waters constituent.
Thank you. You're so kind, and I'm feeling so good. I'm on my way back on the red eye tonight to Washington, D.C., and let's see what happens.
Let's get some work done. All right. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Seth. Good talking to you.
All right. There you go. They're going back to do the people's work.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.